CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. A new logistics center that retail giant Amazon plans to build in Loveland will be much larger than initially revealed, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The facility will be almost 4 million square feet. BizWest reports that most of the building will be used for storing and handling packages. A traffic study anticipates more than 900 workers will be there for both the day and night shifts. The site is expected to open in 2024. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Fair Play in Park County is breaking ground on a housing project intended to help local teachers, police officers, and first responders find affordable homes. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Renting or buying a home is prohibitively expensive for many of the people who work and live in Colorado's high country. April Dawn Knutson is the executive director of Summit Habitat for Humanity. She says when her organization started, they probably didn't expect they'd be working on homes to help law enforcement and municipal workers.
While we think of these folks as middle class, they're really struggling and don't have access to put down roots in these communities.
The project will squeeze 8 single-family modular homes onto a half-acre lot next to downtown Fairplay. Officials hope to have the first homes ready to move into by early 2023. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Manitou Springs is considering charging parking rates that change with the season and available spots. The narrow, winding, and hilly streets in Manitou often clog with vehicles looking for open parking during the busy outdoor summer season. Along with flexible rates, the program would give free or reduced-price parking for Manitou residents and downtown employees. The City Council votes on the proposal next week. Former Denver Nuggets head coach George Karl has been elected to the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. In a tweet, Karl says it's the greatest honor of his career. He spent 9 seasons in Denver from 2005 to 2013. Karl is ranked 6th for the number of wins as an NBA head coach. This is CPR News.